In today's gospel reading, Jesus arrives in the small town of Bethany, located just 2 miles outside of Jerusalem, at the house of his good friends Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus. This morning we will examine the two very different ways that the sisters have of showing Jesus they love him as they welcome him into their home. Firstly, as soon as Jesus comes into the house, Mary, the younger sister, shows her love for Jesus by setting aside everything she is doing and sits quietly at the feet of our Lord. Her sole concern is to listen to him. St. Luke describes her as having the posture and the characteristics of a true disciple at the feet of the Master, attentive to his voice, absorbing his words, and being nourished by his teaching. Secondly, Martha expresses her love for Jesus much differently. Since well before the arrival of Jesus into her home, she has been bending over backwards to prepare the house and cook a meal for Jesus. Upon Jesus' arrival, she comes out of the house, welcomes Jesus, and returns inside to finish preparing the meal. We can imagine her fretting all over the work that she has to do. Does this sound familiar? Many of us can relate to Martha and have been in her shoes before. Like Martha, we can't help but to feel Mary is being a little bit lazy, or at least not quite doing her fair share of the work. Pushed beyond her limits and unhappy with her sister, Martha puts her complaint before Jesus. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." Jesus does not become upset with Martha. He answers Martha with great affection, slowly repeating her name, "Martha, Martha." Then he makes her see that he is concerned about the burden of work that she bears. "You are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one. Mary has chosen the better part." Jesus is not criticizing Martha's hospitality or her service. They are great things. She is being hospitable, just like Abraham was being hospitable to the three strangers in the first reading. What Jesus is criticizing her is her distracted heart, caused by her self-imposed pressure to be a good host. Being overburdened ends up spreading anxiety and stress more than peace and love, and distracts Martha from spending quality time with Jesus. Jesus tells us that Mary has chosen the better part because she is solely focused on Jesus and not distracted by the things of this world. Jesus is parsing what is better from what is good. The point of today's gospel account is not to invite us to choose between being Martha or being Mary. The true Christian disciple needs to be both Martha and Mary. The point of the story is to challenge us in our priorities so that we can come to see what Mary saw, that our relationship with Jesus Christ should always be the first priority in our lives. Jesus is telling us today that in order to be a good Martha, full of good works, we must first be a good Mary, full of prayer. The good works we do should proceed from our love of God and should never distract us from our Lord. Our service to God should always proceed and be guided by our prayer life. It is absolutely essential that we put Christ first in our lives. Jesus calls this one thing necessary in Greek, the unum necessarium of our lives. Quiet times, times to reflect, time spent sitting at the feet of our Lord, seem to be regarded these days as a waste of time, or at least a luxury that we can ill afford in our busy lives. In truth, we must all spend time, significant amounts of time, in personal prayer each day. This is an absolute must if we, as Christians, claim that our relationship with Christ is the most important thing in our lives. Like Mary, we have all, at one time or another, had the feeling that we too have too much to do and not enough time to do it. Our modern busybody approach is not spiritually healthy. It produces anxiety and stress and distracts us from spending quality, uninterrupted time with our Lord in prayer. We have all experienced this in our own lives, yet we continue to let our Martha, works first mentality, dominate our Mary, prayer first disposition. Jesus said there is need of only one thing. He would have preferred if Martha would have sat at his feet first to spend time with him. Mary chose the better part. No matter how much Martha works, or complains for that matter, Mary has chosen the better part. Jesus is asking that we center our lives every day around him through prayer, not just squeezing him into our day after we are done everything else we feel we have to do. Jesus wants to guide and direct our entire day from morning until night. We must be honest with ourselves and ask, is the primary focus of my life seeking to know and love Jesus? The Lord is asking us to get our priorities in order. Certainly, we must work and provide for our families, but spending time with God in prayer must take priority even over our families and our work. Our prayer life should inform and guide all other areas of our lives, from the least important to the very most important. Taking time out of our busy day to pray is the unum necessarium. There are many things we do on a daily basis that are unnecessary. Much of the time we spend on our cell phones or surfing the internet, watching TVs or movies, social media, attending parties and sporting events, even personal exercise becomes unnecessary when compared to spending time with Jesus in prayer. Praying just 10 minutes a day and prayer before meals is a great start, but not for the mature Christian disciple whose primary focus in life is achieving heaven. Anyone who has ever cooked, tended a garden, played a musical instrument, or a competitive sport knows that 10 minutes a day is woefully inadequate to become proficient at what you are attempting to achieve. As Christians, our primary goal is to know, love, and serve God in this world and live with him for eternity in the next. In order to achieve this, Jesus is telling us we must have a singular focus on our salvation and a strong personal relationship with Christ through prayer. In conclusion, I can take great solace and comfort in the fact that both Mary and Martha are canonized saints in the Catholic Church. Like Saint Mary, we have all come here in prayer to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, in order that we might gain the strength to go out like Saint Martha and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to all we encounter this week. Let us pray that we might all turn more frequently to Christ in prayer, so that through his grace, our souls might be made worthy of heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.